From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can send me your questions via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Or you can email us as well. We're anything@kera.org. It's Friday the 20th. I hear it's the first day of spring, and I think I'm probably right about that because Chris sends us our first critter question of the show. Chris says, why are the mayflies here already? He emailed us at anything@kera.org. He says, I can't go in and out of my house without letting one or two in. So why are they here? And any strategies for keeping them outside? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Anne is writing us. Anne says, I'm looking for an authentic old-fashioned English muffin splitter. She says, I've shopped in the big box stores. No one knows what we're looking for. Perhaps a listener can help. Well, email us anything@kera.org or call us at 800-933-5372. Let's see. Mark in Watauga writes, I've been looking for a traditional Japanese ramen house in DFW, and I've been coming up short. I would like to know if anyone knows of one. Well, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We also got this from Richard, who is wondering about the whole inspection sticker and registration sticker thing. The two steps, one sticker deal we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And he called before the show started, couldn't hang on. But well, this recently happened in my household, and they send you a letter now when your registration, or they did us at least, your registration sticker is ready to be renewed. And essentially, you have so many days to get your car inspected. And what you do is you go to the inspection place, you pay what you pay them part of what you used to pay there. You pay the part for the inspection service there. They inspect the car. They give you a verification receipt or something like that. And then they put into the computer system that your car, your VIN number or your license plate number has been inspected. And then when you go to renew your registration, either online or at a registration renewal place, the DMV, then they can look it up and see if it's been verified. And you pay the other part, the state part of the inspection there. And then I guess you also still have to pay your registration. So that's how it was explained by the state of Texas to my household recently. But if anybody has any more to add to that, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Another answer, we had this question last week about the odd museum suggestions around Texas. And JR recommends the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco. And also, JR says the Texas Ranger Museum while you're there. So a couple of, if you're driving through Waco, maybe you're on your way down to South by Southwest, or maybe you're on your way out of Austin for the weekend, there's a couple of suggestions from JR. Okay, let's go to the phones. 800-933-5372. Let's talk first to Jeff in Grapevine. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. I love your show. I listen to it all the time. I have a possible answer to the mayfly question.
Okay.
I'm not an expert, but I believe those are called crane flies, C-R-A-N-E. And it's my understanding that they eat mosquito larvae, which is why you see them early in the season, because the mosquito larvae are just now hatching.
Very good. Well, so they are timed. They're timed to get ready to try to cut down on the mosquito population.
Yes, and they're not harmful. They may be unsightly in your house, but I kind of like them in there because I figure they're probably keeping the mosquitoes at bay.
My dogs think they're tasty too.
Yeah, mine do too.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right. All right, thank you, Jeff.
Let's get another one on this 800-933-5372 from Nathan in Dallas. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, yeah, this is Nathan.
Yep.
So he was right about what I was calling about was the mayflies. And mayflies are a different insect, and these are crane flies. He's right about that, but they don't eat mosquitoes. They're out right now because the larva of the crane fly is an aquatic insect, And so all this wet weather we've been having, you know, they've been basically coming from the larval form
right.
in the water and then becoming an adult.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. I've got Twitter open, too. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Michael recommends Ramen Hakata in Addison off Beltline and Marsh. This is an answer to our traditional ramen question we had at the top of the show. Robert says, check out Tanoshi Ramen in Deep Ellum. And there's a place, Sean tweeted me and says there's a ramen place in Addison called Ramen Hakata. Okay, so that's the same. That's the same one that Michael recommended. And Sean says, I've had some great legitimate ramen, and this is pretty comparable. And Nancy says the best ramen is at Taeon and Hakata in Addison. So, and I'll tell you that I think Nancy would know. Nancy Nichols, that is. 800-933-5372. Thanks, Nancy, Sean, Robert, and Michael for those tweets. You can call us. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Patsy emailed us and says, my boyfriend and I have been discussing learning to build computers specifically for gaming, just as a hobby and for fun. Does anyone know of good books or alternate sources of information for people to begin learning about this? Does anyone know a good place to buy parts in the DFW area once we've decided to begin? So if you have any tips for Patsy and her boyfriend to learn how to build from scratch, I guess, gaming computers, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Adrian says, I'm looking to find a Lebanese restaurant, bakery, or store that sells a dessert called the Knights of Lebanon. Any locations within the Dallas, Richardson, or even Fort Worth area would be greatly appreciated. If you know where to find a dessert called the Knights of Lebanon, give us a call, 800-933-5372. That's where we find Kimberly in Dallas. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Hey.
I'm glad to know the name of the fly that my dog likes to eat as well.
Very good. Very good.
In Forney, Texas, on the exit on off of 80 mm-hmm. is a antique store that is, I think they're only specializing in English antiques. It's called D. Ritter, D-E-R-I-D-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got about 5 acres under roof of English and European antiques for the English muffin splitter.
Ah, okay. Very good. Well, thanks for the lead, Kimberly.
You bet.
All right. So we got a couple of emails on this, too, from Pat in Alito says, Wolferman's English Muffins is an online English muffin store that also carries muffin splitters. So Wolferman's. Spelled exactly like it sounds. Let's see. This is from Cameron and Irving, who says eBay has a variety of English muffin splitters available. And Michelle says the King Arthur Flour website, kingarthurflour.com. She says, I believe they sell English muffin splitters at the King Arthur Flour website. So a couple of leads on ye old English muffin splitter. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mel in Dallas. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing great.
I just 10 minutes ago lost my Lucite fabricator, someone who fabricated for me. That's life. That's business. And so I am looking for a new Lucite fabricator.
Okay.
Affordable. And someone who's talented. I'm in the seashell business, and I make display boxes with seashells in them.
Oh, okay, so you're looking for someone to make custom make Lucite boxes, essentially.
That is exactly right. You know, clear all around with compartments in it where I place my seashells.
Very good. Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Thanks a lot,
hey,
Jeff.
Thanks for calling, Mel.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Debbie also says the caller is actually referring to crane flies. not mayflies. Debbie says just sweep them up. They're harmless, and they don't even have mouth parts. Let's see. There's something else on this from Mark. Mark says, crane flies are not aquatic. They lay their eggs on land, but they do hatch and are plentiful if we have a lot of rain and moisture. Lots of them means we have some decent moisture in the ground. So a couple of answers on that. 800-933-5372. Up next is Michael in Dallas. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
I was actually going to suggest the ramen place in Deep Ellum as well, but somebody already suggested that. Also, Chef Justin Holt has been doing some ramen pop-ups lately, and I think the next one's going to be at the Dubliner on March 28th, like after bar hours, or not after bar hours, but like sort of after menu hours, mm-hmm. 12 to 2 kind of a thing. And hopefully he'll keep doing those because it's really good.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the lead.
Not a problem.
Let's see. We got a tweet on this. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, at Jeff Whittington, right? And Benjamin says there's a noodle house in Fort Worth on Camp Bowie, Hanabi Ramen, H-A-N-A-B-I, Hanabi Ramen. And they're at hanabiramen.com, apparently. Let's see. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Jason calling from Allen. Hello, Jason.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I wanted to give you some information on the PC gaming parts. Two of the best places in town are Micro Center and Fry's, and both, you know, have lots of different parts that you can buy. And then also that they usually have an employee that can help you out as far as, you know, advice on building and things like that if you run into problems.
Very good. Thanks
so
much.
The other thing is the crane fly that everybody's referring to, we always called it a skeeter eater growing up. So I don't know if it's true or not, but a little folklore behind it, I guess.
All right, great. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Let's see. You have another answer on this from Mark in Saxey. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
I also have a response to the person wanting to build a gaming PC. I did exactly the same thing several years ago, decided to learn how to build it myself, and it's actually not that difficult. There are ample resources online. If you just Google how to build a gaming PC, you're going to find way more information, including video tutorials and the like that you can probably deal with. Three websites that I would use for reviews and for parts would be Tom's Hardware for reviews, Newegg.com, and TigerDirect.com for parts. The reviews on those parts are particularly helpful. If you're going to buy local, the previous caller recommended Fry's or Micro Center. I would definitely lean towards Micro Center rather than Fry's. The employees at Micro Center have far more knowledge, and you'll actually have better customer service there than you would at Fry's. So those would be my options. I've built three PCs just doing exactly what I just said, and it would save the easily $1,000 on each PC rather than buying one.
Mark, thanks
in a big box store.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got some tweets and emails on this too. Danny tweeted me and also mentioned Fry's and Newegg.com. And let's see, Ryan in Denton also mentioned Tom's Hardware and Newegg.com, but also mentioned a website called Ars Technica, ArsTechnica, ArsTechnica.com. If you have questions, if you have answers, call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Travis did, who says, isn't that skyscraper in downtown usually lit up green? Why is it blue right now? And he says it's a newbie question. Well, it used to be green neon, right? Or whatever the equivalent gas was that made it green, right? But then they changed the whole system over so that it has really, I mean, it's a variety of, I've seen it candy cane striped, I've seen it red, I've seen it blue, and I think they even coordinate a little bit with some of the other downtown buildings. The Reunion Tower also has an LED system, and of course the Omni Hotel has an LED light system too. So, but maybe somebody knows a few more details on that and can call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, John in Dallas is looking to 3D scan a basketball-sized piece of art and subsequently have it 3D printed. He says, I was seeing if you might have any warm leads on a DFW location or business that provides such services. There is, I'll think of it in a minute, but there is a business in Deep Ellum that does this. And for some reason, I can't remember the name right now off the top of my head. Someone will either remember it or when I get a second, I'll look it up. But there is a business here in Dallas that does that, and probably several at this point. But we'll see if the audience has an answer on that. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Talk to Bob in Fort Worth. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I've got two questions. Okay. One of them may be easier to answer than the other one. First of all, there's my dad and I saw at Lake Benbrook driving around the side where there's a place called St. Francis Village.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Creek Marina used to be out there. It appears to be what a gas well, but there's two huge fans at least 15 feet in diameter each inside a green box, and we were both kind of curious as to what in the world those things. You know, my dad, of course, guessed that it would be some heat extraction device, but I've never seen them anywhere else and wondered if somebody might be able to tell me what those were for sure.
Okay.
The second question I have is going to be one that's probably tougher to answer. This past week, a new lake largemouth bass record was set on Lake Ray Roberts. It weighed 15 pounds and 8 ounces. And it was donated to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Lone Star Cheryl Unker program, where they genetically breed the spawn of those bass to grow bigger bass in Texas. Anything over 13 pounds, they spawn out and then release the fish in the lake that it was caught in, ultimately. But I was wondering if anyone happened to know what part of the lake that fish was caught in,
Right, because you want to go and drop a line in there, right?
Well, I'd just like to know, whether those big fish migrate up in the creeks and spawn. Typically, fish go up the creeks and spawn, but fish that large, I'm sure it was on the main lake, but kind of curious what part of the lake, if anybody has happened to herd. But
well, we'll see if we get some answers for you, Bob.
Those are probably pretty closely held secrets.
I'll bet. But we'll try. We'll try.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. John's question about the 3D scanning, let's see, the company that does that in Deep Ellum is called SculptCAD, sculptcad.com. So there's one in Dallas. I'm sure there are a couple around the area, but that's the one that I remember. We also got an email from let's see, who's this from? This is from Jay, who says, I saw an old vintage military prop plane flying south of White Rock Lake on Wednesday about 10 to 1 in the afternoon. Anybody know what kind of place it was, where it was going, if there's some kind of air show in the area? Well, that is, about every year this time, we get this question because there is a group called the Collings Foundation. And if you look them up online, it's collingsfoundation.org. And they have this this Wings of Freedom tour that they bring these planes around. And I'm looking at it right now. They have, looks like a number of planes here until March 22nd. So over the weekend, you're going to see them a lot. There is a B-17 and B-24 bomber. There are, there's a P-51C. I guess that's a fighter plane, prop plane. And they're also flying a Huey helicopter. And so you can see the planes and the helicopter. You can even fly on them, apparently. But if you find, you can find information on that at collingsfoundation.org. I actually saw, I think, the B-17 yesterday. I was on Northwest Highway in Dallas and saw it. And I thought, oh yeah. And I thought, I bet we'll get a question about that on the show tomorrow. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Luke in Dallas. Hello, Luke.
Hey, Luke. Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I think I have an answer for that question about the Bank of America building being lit up in blue instead of green.
Okay.
As a frequent downtown goer, I've seen them do this as well as the Omni and some of those other buildings where if a local sports team is playing, especially mm-hmm. if a local sports team wins, they'll light it up in that team color. And the Mavs were playing the Magic on Wednesday night and came out with the victory. And then I saw on my way out of the AAC that the building was lit up in blue. And I think it's probably because the Mavs won.
Very good. Makes sense to me. Thanks, Luke. All right. Let's see. We got an email from Nicole who says, I'm looking for someone in Dallas who makes shoes. My daughter has a hard-to-fit foot. So Nicole's looking for custom-made shoes. Winona and Richardson sent us an answer on the Lebanese Knights dessert. She says, or Knights of Lebanon. She says, I've been to Kebabi restaurant in Richardson 3 times, and twice they had Lebanese Knights on the buffet. It's a fairly new restaurant located at the southwest corner of 75 and Beltline. She says you can tell they actually use the rose water, which is part of the recipe. And Ala tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says there are super easy Lebanese Knights or Knights of Lebanon recipes online as well. So there you go on that. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Frank in Forney. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
I got an answer about the mayflies.
Okay.
I assume that the caller wants to get rid of the mayflies. And when we first moved into this place a couple of 3 years ago, people next door have horses, and we were inundated with flies. And we also had mayflies coming in, the crane flies coming
right.
in. And so we put up those sticky strips, and they got nasty. And they, you know, we counted like 50 on one of them, and they're just terrible. My wife looked up online and found this this place called Country Vet. And they send you a box. You buy this. They send you a box that's about 4x8 and about 3 inches thick. You open the front door, and you put 2 D-cell batteries in there and a canister of insect killer or repellent. It's entirely safe around food. It comes from a chrysanthemum derivative,
mm-hmm.
and you can even spray it on food and eat it. It's entirely harmless.
The show wouldn't recommend that, by the way, but yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
We put it on top of the refrigerator and just let it spray in the room. And since that time, since we put that thing up, it sprays about every minute, just a little spritz of spray in the air. You don't smell it. You know, you just hear the thing just go psst every now and then. We have not had a fly or a house fly or a crane fly since.
All
it
right.
works wonderfully, and it will get rid of all flying insects.
Very good. Well, Frank, thanks for the tip.
It's called Country Vet.
Very good. All right, appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Levi in Louisville. Hello, Levi.
Hey, I've got an answer for your building your own gaming PC question.
Yeah.
I agree with the Tom's Hardware. It's got some great walkthroughs for how to put it together, but I found gamersnexus.net has some great product lists, including links for where to buy, information on what the current cost is, if there's rebates attached with it, comparisons of various pieces, just a little bit more in-depth with the actual locating the product and knowing how much it's going to be in Tom's Hardware. I've built several before, and I've really used a combo of the two sites, but gamersnexus.net just has great product resources, and they're not biased towards one seller versus another.
Great. Hey, thanks, Levi.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's get one more on this from Josh in Denton. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
It's going well.
I'm answering the build a PC. Everybody said really good answers, but nobody's mentioned PCPartPicker.com. What's great about that is their search feature also encompasses compatibility as well. So when you're searching for these items, it'll let you know if they work together, which is a big hassle.
Fantastic. Josh, yeah. thanks for calling.
I know. Thanks.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We've got an answer on, let's see, this is from Peter. Who says, looking for a plastic fabricator, try Bill's Plastics in Oak Cliff. Just Bill's Plastics in Oak Cliff. Let's see. Jennifer says there's a company called Huang Acrylic in Carrollton. So there's a couple of leads on that. Jean says there are three small interesting museums on one block downtown on 5th Street in Austin at Brush Square. This is an answer to the interesting, odd, quirky museum question we had. One is, she says, the Joseph and Susanna Dickinson Hannig Museum. Susanna Dickinson and her daughter were survivors of the Alamo Battle, where her first husband, Almiron, died. And the museum is the 1870 home built for her by her fifth husband, German immigrant Joseph Hannig. Let's see, there's the O. Henry Museum. And according to Gene, this is the 1890 home where short story writer William Sidney Porter lived. And the Austin Firehouse Museum, Austin's first firehouse, she says, which is still in service and has a small museum about the history of firefighting in Austin. So there's a couple more. That is for the folks who have already stopped at the Dr. Pepper Museum and the Texas Ranger Museum in Waco on the way to Austin this weekend, because there's that little thing. That little South by Southwest thing going on down there. Hannah emailed us and also wants to know, why do they now advertise the pH of water on water bottles? Anybody know why they're doing that? And Matthew emailed us wondering if the developer of the old Parkland site, do they have to pay the city for the frequent lane closures and traffic snarls on Oak Lawn, or what is the policy on construction inconveniences in the city of Dallas. Anybody know about that? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next, let's talk to Jill in Dallas. Hello, Jill.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I have heard the opinion expressed that the red light cameras around Dallas, if they catch your vehicle on the camera at going through the red light, I've heard the opinion expressed that the only people who pay those fines are the ones who don't know they don't have to. And I'm wondering why the fines may be optional, or why you don't have to pay them, and what, maybe somebody knows the ordinance very well and why people aren't paying them.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer.
Thank you very much.
Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Rachel calling from Dallas. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I had a question and an answer.
Okay.
The answer was, the person who's trying to get his art 3D printed, Dallas Makerspace. Even if he has nothing to do, he just needs to visit. It is a great field trip. He'll take up his entire day. It's fantastic.
Very good.
And my question is, my boyfriend and I have recently gone into an argument about how he drinks way more diet soda than water, pretty much to where he doesn't drink anything else. I've been trying to find a good study that compares sucralose and aspartame to sugar consumption. I can't find anything reputable. So if anybody knows a good source for that, that'd be cool.
So you're trying to compare... It was exactly what is it you're looking for data on?
Well, aspartame and sucralose aren't as calorically dense as sugar, they still impact your insulin production and also have other effects on your body. But I haven't been able to find any reputable studies that compare it to the use of sugar.
All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had an answer for the person who was looking for custom-made shoes in Dallas. Dino's Shoe Repair in Highland Park Village on Preston and Mockingbird makes custom shoes.
Very good. Susan, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's from Mark emailed us there and says, I'm looking for a Dallas or North Dallas company which will convert LP albums to MP3 files for reasonable prices. We've had this question before, and I think there are places that do it. There's also, from what we've heard on the show, there's also an LP, like a record player with a USB output on it or some kind of conversion device built in that also is available, because I know we've gotten that question before. Let's see. This is from M, who says, you don't really need an old English muffin splitter. All you need is a fork. M says, stick the fork with the tines horizontal to the muffin, all the way in and around the muffin, and then gently pry it apart with your fingers, thus creating the hills and valleys to catch the butter, etc. It's a very descriptive decision, or description rather, of how to split that English muffin. I think I can see that. So I think M is saying you stick the fork in the edge of the muffin, not into the flat part, but into the, if it was laying flat, into the part that goes around in a circle, right? The edge. The crust. Is it? Do muffins have a crust? I don't know. That's what I think she's explaining. So if you have a better answer or know what we're doing here, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. But stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Maggie did just that. Oh, by the way, Steven said SculptCAD also via Twitter for the 3D scanning and then printing of an art object. Maggie chimed in on this too and says the Fab Lab at the UTA library has a modest-sized 3D printers that are available for a fee to print outside projects. So there is that. Let's see. This is from someone who says pH is listed on water bottles because there is a nutritional theory held by some that alkaline water neutralizes excess acidity in the body. So there are some the freshest tweets for the show. 800-933-5372 is where we find Scott in Dallas calling. Hey, Scott.
Hello. I was just calling in to answer the question on the fans on the well site.
Yeah.
So the gentleman was asking that they're typically installed on a high-pressure, high-temperature gas well to cool the fluid stream coming out of the wellbore because the facilities they're installed are the pressure they can hold is temperature-dependent. So you have to cool the water, typically water and gas coming out of the well, down to a certain level in order to retain the pressure that the separator and the rest of the service facilities are operating at.
Very good. Makes sense to me. All right. Thanks, Scott.
No problem.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Sean tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington, wondering where to get some older wood, like reclaimed wood. If anybody has some tips, he says, I'm getting into carpentry and wondering where I can find older or reclaimed wood. Call us if you have that, an answer on that, 800-933-5372. Send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington or email us anything at kera.org. That's what someone did who says, speaking of English muffins and ye olde English muffin splitters. I know, I'm in seventh grade, right? let's see. Does someone know, this listener says, where I can find corn English muffins? I find them when I visit New England, but not down here. Anybody know where to find corn English muffins? I've never heard of such a thing, but we'll see. Rich emailed us, anything at KERA.org. Says, I've seen several houses demolished for new construction where a small part of the front facade, perhaps just the front door or the part of the front wall, is left standing, and a new structure is built around it. He says the original piece is even sometimes later demolished and rebuilt. What is the reason for this? Well, if you know, give us a call, 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org. And one more email before we go to the phones from B, who says, now that I know why there are so many flies because of the moisture, my question is, how do you get rid of them? She says, we'd love to eat out on the patio, but as soon as there's food on the table or we're grilling, it seems like all the flies in the neighborhood come to eat at our place too. Any suggestions on how to get rid of them or at least control the number? Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. There are, you know, there are fragrant plants and things like that. I think that some people plant to ward off insects. There, of course, are insecticides, which, you know, are harmful, though, also for bees and other pollinators that we really do need. And then I think you can also maybe consider putting in a bat house, because ultimately those little critters eat a whole lot of insects. And it's something that, we've considered at our place, and, you know, it does cut down the number, at least. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Laura in North Dallas. Hey, Laura.
Hi. I just had a question. I recently started a meditation practice, and I was wondering if there's any place, like a locally owned, like local business that sells meditation cushions. Mm-hmm. They're available online, but I'd really rather, you know, buy from this area and support a local business.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay, right. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Holly in Dallas. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Hi there.
I was hoping somebody could help me find some supplies for jewelry making. Specifically, I'm looking for scales for scale mail jewelry. I know that they can be bought online, but I'm hoping for a store in, like, the Arlington area where I can actually go look at them, feel them, make sure they're the right weight and what I'm looking for these projects.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Let's see. We got an email from Mike. He says, on the red light ticket question, some people, Mike says, believe you do not need to pay red light tickets because there's no proof you've been given the citation. He says, when an officer gives you a ticket, you sign the bottom, which is your confirmation that the violation was presented to you, meaning that you know to appear in court or pay the fine. But the red light tickets are automated, so how do they know you are in receipt of the violation? They don't know that you got it, so they can't technically hold you accountable if you do not pay or appear. Mike says, though, he pays them. He says, however, I myself pay them. Better to be safe than sorry. But that's the thought process. And I think there's, there can be, I guess it's technically not a moving violation because it wasn't given to you by a police officer. But I think we've had this question before, if my memory serves me correctly. And I think there was some discussion of whether or not there's a credit reporting aspect to this if you don't pay the fine. Somebody will help clarify that as well at 800-933-5372 or via email, anything at kera.org or via Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Ryan, who says, they advertise the pH on water bottles because there's a theory that certain pH levels absorb better in your body and help you perform better. He says it's also a marketing tool. And let's see, Bill says, Bill's near White Rock Lake, says the aircraft that flew over White Rock on Wednesday was the twin-tailed B-24. He says, I saw it from my balcony near the lake, and an hour or so later I saw it flying northwest across Gaston Avenue. And confirmation on the fan at Benbrook. This is from Charlie in Fort Worth, who says natural gas is not adequately pressurized when it's taken from the ground and requires compression to transport it. Compressing gas squeezes, in quotes, the heat out of it, which must then be ditched. He says a big heat exchanger and fan is the only real solution. 800-933-5372. Let's go next to Philly, calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Philly. Are you there? Hey there. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have an answer about the wood.
Okay.
To find, a lot of times the Habitat for Humanity Restore is a good place to find lumber and wood. Also, Woodworks in Dallas. And there's an awesome restoration sort of salvage store down, I can't think of what street it's on, but it's down north of, no, south of Dallas, downtown Dallas, off Griffin, and then there's the river, and it, I don't know, I just would have to drive to it, I'm sorry. But it's a great, you might Google, you know, reclaimed wood or antique wood restoration store in Dallas.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Well, let's get another answer on that from Rollins in Dallas. Hello, Rollins.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well.
Have a answer on the wood. I think the lady before me was thinking about a place called Orr Reed, O-R-R-R-E-E-D, and they're located on Rock Island down off of what's now Riverfront.
Mm-hmm.
And
used to be industrial.
They are a salvage. They tear down houses,
right,
and all the good wood and stuff. They have a lumber yard, and you can just go through and pick out what you want.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Neil in Fort Worth. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jeff. I had a response about your earlier caller about the flies, but first, mm-hmm, I want to tell you about the red light camera,
okay,
system. There, that by law cannot be used on your credit report. What the municipalities can do is turn you into the local taxing authority where you go to register your vehicle, and the tax assessor has the choice of whether or not to withhold your registration. In Tarrant County, they don't because the tax assessor's not getting a cut.
Ah, okay. I knew there was some there has to be some consequence, though, right? When
But you know, it can't go on your driving record. Can't be used on your credit report. Anything like that.
Very good.
Now on the fly question, there was an earlier caller who talked about, you know, some kind of a battery operated system, and he suggested that it was completely safe, and I'm telling you, it's not. The thing that's derived from chrysanthemum is pyrethrums, and that's a neurotoxin, and very definitely not safe.
Yeah, I don't think it's good to spray insecticides of any kind, really, in your house or anything.
No, there is a completely safe and very effective way to treat for flies if you have pets. And that is, you can put natural, not swimming pool, diatomaceous earth in their food. I have used it for years with dogs, and you just sprinkle it on top of their food, and they don't, you know, it takes them a little bit to adjust to it, but they don't mind it at all. And what happens is, as it goes through their gut, it kills the fly larva that comes out the back end.
Ah, okay. Well,
and so if you can compare and do a before and after. And this works for big livestock as well, horses, cattle. You can compare before and after, and if you look at the before pile, it'll have the fly larva crawling around in it, and you look at the after pile, and it will not.
Sounds like a fun weekend activity. Hey, Neil, thanks so much for calling.
For the kids.
Really, really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
And, you know, and although, and it really, I mean, honestly, it's the first day of spring, right? Because we've had critter questions, and someone has mentioned diatomaceous earth, which has been suggested as a potential alternate title for this show. And if you think I'm kidding and you're new to the show, just keep tuning in on Fridays because we'll be talking about it. Hey, and Roland called with a suggestion on Orr Reed. And there's also, we had this same question a couple of weeks ago. And someone reminded us of Old Home Supply. in Fort Worth, which is also the same kind of thing. They have all kinds of rescued and redone architectural elements and stuff. So Orr Reed in Dallas is one place, and Old Home Supply in Fort Worth is another one. 800-933-5372. Time for maybe a couple more calls. Let's get one from Josh in Fort Worth. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
So I have an answer to the red light question. At least in Tarrant County, if you want to get registered or re-register your car, you have to pay your red light tickets first. They won't let you.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Let's see. A couple of answers that have come in. Monique tweeted me at Jeff Whittington and says, Dallas Yoga Center on Lemon may sell meditation cushions. We got Candace in Providence Village says, regarding the question about aspartame and sucralose, your listener can find reputable peer-reviewed literature on virtually any subject by searching at scholar.google.com. Seth says, Fry's Electronics in Plano sells a Denon brand turntable that will convert records to MP3s without any software needed. You just plug in a flash drive or connect to your computer. So there's an answer on the vinyl to MP3 conversion. Karen also says Dallas Yoga Center sells round and square meditation cushions. So a couple of answers and leads on those. And let's get one more call here. Let's talk to Megan in Arlington. Hey, Megan, we got about 30 seconds.
Hi, I have an answer on the flies. If you're trying to deter flies in a specific area, like a patio, like that lady was asking, you can take a Ziploc baggie and put water in it and hang it around your patio, and it deters flies. Completely safe.
Very good. Megan, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Well, is there anything you ever wanted to know? Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, with phone answering from Fiona Norton. And, of course, Christine McConnell produces our podcast. You can find the last 10 episodes at kera.org/anything. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can follow me on Twitter or send me your questions and answers there. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks again for tuning in, for writing and calling in. And everybody have a great first weekend of spring. We'll be back next week at noon. Thanks.